Speakers, publishers, consultants, coaches, and info marketers unite. The Speaking of Wealth Show is your roadmap to success and significance. Learn the latest tools, technologies, and tactics to get more bookings, sell more products, and attract more clients. If you're looking to increase your direct response sales, create a big-time personal brand, and become the go-to guru, the Speaking of Wealth Show is for you. Here's your host, Jason Hartman.
It's my pleasure to welcome Doug Tucker to the show. He is managing director of a leading international sales training organization, Sales Commando, and author of the new book, Sales Commando, Unleash Your Potential. And he's coming to us from a long, long way away today. Doug, welcome. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very pleased to be with you guys. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining the show. Where are you located?
I'm actually located in the United Arab Emirates.
Ah, a lot going on there in terms of development. And wow, what a place.
Well, it's
huh?
a very growth area. Mm-hmm. There really is an enormous amount of expats out here, enormous amount of people making things happen.
Yeah, there sure are. It's interesting to watch what's going on in the UAE. Well, tell us about, you know, the sales problem in business, if you will. I think so much of business nowadays, Doug, has turned from sales, good old fashioned sales, back to, you know, marketing. Are we missing something there by not focusing back on the good old fashioned sales side of things?
Absolutely. It's certainly what we're finding with regards to a trend of the kinds of requests that we're getting with regards to how to do certain things. I think that we went through a big period of seeing the internet as going to be this answer to everything. There was, if you remember, 15 years ago, people were sort of saying, remember, the internet's only 20 years old.
The new economy, yes.
Yeah, that's right. There's not going to be any money. Money's going to be a thing of the past within 4 years and all these different things. So there was a huge amount of effort, shall we say, on online presence, online selling, and even filtering all the way through even now about automating the kind of service that we give. Now, automation in a business, having systems in a business of some kind, is obviously valuable. And there's a lot of areas where we can use technology, but it should, in my opinion, never replace human interaction. And that's really where I'm seeing the pendulum of business swing back towards. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depends on which way you view the glass half empty or half full, there's a lot of people that have lost the skills at ground level to actually, well, dare I say it, sell, give good customer service, gain referrals, be able to interact with human beings, be able to empathize and be able to really sort of look someone in the eye or verbally speak to them over the phone like we're talking now effectively and say, hey, what is it you need? Let me ask you some decent questions and let me show you how this product, service, or both fits into what you want effectively. Finding the gap and then filling it. It seems to have been lost.
We're probably mostly talking about sales over phone or Skype or, you know, maybe webinar or video conference. I'm trying to be a little more modern in saying that as opposed to the old gumshoe salesman who's out, you know, door knocking. Yeah. What are some of the specific tactics and, you know, ideas? Maybe they even come into mindset, Doug, you know, where one's frame of mind is that people should know to be more effective.
The first thing is understand what your sales system is. Now, I mentioned before about having electronic systems and moving away from that to human interaction. However, it's very important to have a clear intention and an objective when I'm speaking to you. Let's say I'm responding to you, Jason, as a request that you've made on the internet of some kind, let's suggest. And we're having this Skype consultation for me to take you the last 10 or 20% of the way to get you to become a true customer. The very first thing that I want to do is understand what my sales system wants to be. So I want to be very, very clear from the get-go of where I want to take you I also, ultimately, without saying something as blunt as this, I want to be clear to you where I want you to go. And perhaps something assumptive like, hey, Jason, really great to connect with you today. I'm really looking forward to answering your questions and for you to become a customer of ours. Now tell me, what particularly interested you and why did you reach out to us? Something like that, something nice and gentle to really get out your intention straight away. Go for a question early doors of specifically what interested you, and then try to tell some stories that shape around the information that you give me, and then try and plug the information that you give me into the features and benefits of my particular product. Now, I know that sounds sort of obvious, but you wouldn't believe the amount of people that kind of go online and just respond to an inquiry without even really reading what the inquiry was, without having a set agenda or methodology, and certainly do not do enough decent question asking or fact finding, as we say, before we start to try to fit the product in.
Well, you mentioned finding, and I know we're not going in chronological order here, but, you know, what are some tips on finding prospects and engaging them? And, you know, I want to ask you a lot about referrals because you have some good referral ideas too. You know, finding prospects.
The first thing you want to do is categorize out your market. I'm a believer in methodically uncovering every stone, if you like. The first thing I want to do, if I'm looking at a territory, an area, let's say I've got a small, medium-sized enterprise that might be looking at a certain radius around me. First thing I want to do is understand the territory and the map of the area of which I'm trying to service, perhaps. I want to know exactly where my customers are. And this all comes down to due diligence and research. A lot of businesses, small businesses and entrepreneurships that I've worked with do tend to at times have a bit of a scattergun kind of blunderbuss approach to getting their name out there. And it's all very well having the sort of the mantra of make it rain my name, and I kind of like that. However, it would be far more intelligent use of our time and our resource to make it rain our name in the areas where it matters. Only spend your energies directing your message into the territories that can afford, will desire, and that fit your product. Perhaps even more, let's say you're offering a particular product that essentially everybody could possibly want. But if you're trying to really get initial traction from, say, a startup or something like that, it's often important to specialize, to try and shape your message in a given area. And the reason I say that is because it gives you finite targeting of your resource. So let's say that, I don't know, I'm selling widgets for the equestrian industry or something. Then I can finitely target the equestrian industry, seeking out all of the reasonably high net worth individuals that are in there, and then I can more accurately communicate with them. So seek out where your customer is, absolutely to the letter. Know when's the best time to advertise to them? When's the best time to communicate with them? What's the language that the customer that you want to be communicating with using? You know, is it a very, very young audience? Therefore, you're going to have to use a young type of communicational medium. Or are you going to be a more middle-aged or older audience? And what is the routes to market with regards to that particular audience? So categorize it down. Also, what you want to be doing is having effectively what I call a database recycling system. So what that is some particular way of always gaining permission to be able to recontact people if you're not successful at your first attempt, if you understand my meaning, Jason. So let's say we have a conversation. For whatever reason, it doesn't go perfectly for the business. What I want to do is say, listen, I'm sorry I couldn't find anything to fit your needs today. Would it be okay if I just stayed in contact with you, sent you the odd newsletter, and then maybe if something sprung to mind that I thought fitted your needs. I can recontact you at a later basis. It's the old, one of the first marketing books I read by Seth Godin, Permission Marketing. Mm-hmm. I always want to seek your permission. Then I can leave a week, 2 weeks, a month, dependent on the sales cycle. And then I will absolutely, in a systemized way, be calling you back. But I have an old saying that I've always used in sales. When you reapproach, take a different approach. So I'm not simply going to repeat, and this is the other thing that I see people make when they're chasing up a deal, if you like, of some kind. All they simply do is repeat all the same information, repeat the same product, and repeat the same benefits and features as they did before. And the chances are that the answer is going to be the same as it was before. However, I need to reapproach with a completely fresh, different approach, maybe a fresh, different product. Maybe I want to be coming to you and say, hey, Jason, you remember me? It's Doug. We spoke about a month ago. I know we talked and you wasn't ready to commit at this stage with this product. But you know what? I was looking at our product range and this came to mind and I instantly thought of you. This is like putting the personal touch to it. And I thought, you know what? I must run it by Jason because we had a good chat. We got on quite well. And I think this will fit what he needs. Can I tell you more about it? Mm-hmm. And build up that relationship.
Good old-fashioned selling. I mean, this is something that is sorely missed nowadays. I find it true in one of my companies that, you know, people are just sort of losing the basic techniques of sales skills and rapport building, and they're kind of relying on marketing. And I think marketing is great. I think marketing is a more powerful technique. The difference is, you know, marketing, you're driving the masses to buy from you. And in sales, you're selling mostly one-on-one, not always, but mostly. Marketing is more scalable, and of course, that's why everybody likes it. But once you do the marketing, a lot of times you need that high-touch approach, which is where that salesperson becomes critical. And things can break down there. I can't tell you the number of times that I've personally experienced that when I'll hear a company advertising on the radio, for example. You know, who the radio, talk about a medium that's in trouble, right? With podcasting, you know, podcasting is taking over. But I know what they're spending because we used to do it too. I mean, that cost a fortune, a complete fortune. And I'll call the company up and then I end up talking to some guy who is making me, the potential customer, wrong. Because I ask a question. What a huge, huge loss of their money.
I completely agree with you, Jason. There's two areas that touches on. One is, let's say I respond to some kind of advertising online or otherwise. And I want to, personally, you know, I often, me, at the age I'm at, I want to speak to a person. Okay. I want to be, sometimes I'm on a website. If we're talking about the internet now, I'm on a website. Maybe I respond to an advert. Maybe one of my friends has got some kind of gadget or widget or thing, and I've gone online to look at it. That's probably a typical route most age groups would take. The website is constructed in an extremely interesting way. Hey, I'm getting sold. I'm getting, my juices are flowing. I'm starting to get excited. Hey, you know what? I'm going to buy this thing. And then I can't find the buy button because it's all been built to sell, not to close. So then I think, right, okay, actually, I want to speak to somebody. And I phone up. It's an automated service. And you know what? I may expect that, being a reasonable guy, if it's out of hours. But if it's in hours, I want to speak to someone, particularly if it's a reasonable price point product or service that I'm reaching out for. I often get into an automated call answering service. It's a system which ultimately terminates in somebody's answer machine, for example, or I'm not responded to in the way that I might like. And that is just insane. It kind of goes back to another thing that I'm getting asked for recently, which is kind of receptionist type training. You know, you see a lot of receptionists that might be overworked, that, you know, you might not just, you're phoning a company and you want to speak to someone. If you get to speak to someone, they might be a little bit curt or abrupt to you. All these things matters. I want someone to pick up the phone and go, hey, thanks for calling. My name's Jason. Mm-hmm. What's yours? How can I help you?
Yeah, yeah. And that's an interesting point that you're getting a request nowadays for receptionist training, because receptionists too have gone out of style. They've been replaced by voicemail systems largely. I remember in the old days when that receptionist used to be so important. It was the first impression. You know, what you're really illustrating to me that's interesting, and I think the listeners can see it too, that old saying, and that is a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And perfect. As entrepreneurs, we spend all of this money, all of this time, all of this effort on developing sales funnels, on developing fantastic websites, webinars, speaking engagements, ebooks, all of these tools that we have nowadays, which are phenomenal. But then the whole thing breaks down at the first human contact. That's a sad, sad state of affairs, isn't it?
It is a sad state of affairs. And if you think about the economy, you know, sparking it, driving it, I mean, particularly all these, you know, your great listeners and all these people driving entrepreneurships and SMEs. That's where the action happens, man. And what I see a lot of, and what I've actually done a lot of work with, believe it or not, is fantastic business concepts, fantastic ideas. People that are geniuses with regards to social media and the internet, and they're creating, I mean, colossal, Jason, colossal databases, colossal followings. And because for whatever reason, their business isn't capturing them as a client, let's say they're selling something for $9.95 or $49.95 or whatever it might be, because people aren't actually pumping in a credit card, there is no, what I'm calling, when I was talking about the recycling process, the reapproach, different approach, there's no catch-all net. There's no safety net. I bet there's a lot of listeners out there that have got really great value propositions, that have got fantastic products, that fantastic websites, fantastic lead sources, data, inquiries. And because they're not getting some kind of automated sale, that sale is going colder and colder and colder.
Right.
So one or two of the companies that I've worked with have gone, hey, is there anything we can do with this? And my hand's been straight in the air. Oh, man, yes, there is. Mm-hmm. Give those leads to me. Tell me about your USPs. We'll phone them and we will get on the phone and close those deals.
Yeah. Just before you go, as we wrap up here, Doug, give us a couple just rapid fire quick ideas on generating more referrals.
The first thing is set the mindset early. So, hi, Jason. Thanks very much for calling us. Inside the first quarter of the conversation, depending on how long it is, I want to be saying, listen, Jason, how did you hear about us? Oh, that's unusual, because most people refer us. Now, I'm going to be talking to you about that a little bit later when we get you through to securing you as a customer. However, I just wanted to flag up, it's unusual that people just browse and find us. Most people recommend us. And there's some great incentive packages with regards to how that you might be able to benefit from that. Anyway, tell me more about what you're looking. It's almost like a throwaway comment in the early portion of the conversation. Separately from that, I want to concentrate on the good old-fashioned WIIFM of why it's important for you to make a referral. So it depends on the product. And so, you know, the specific advice would depend on the product and or the service and the solution. But I want to focus on the what is the benefit to you for you making a referral to me. And it could be a small incentive. Or moreover, I would want to focus on the benefit for you to recommend some other friends and colleagues and get a syndicate of people that own the same thing, use the same thing around you, so that you can have more influence over me, the business, mm-hmm. instead of give me some referrals because it benefits me.
Right.
I want to turn it on its head and tell you how it benefits you.
Well, the world operates on WIFM. What's in it for me? That's everybody's favorite radio station, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely.
good
absolutely.
Stuff. Give out your website. Tell people where they can find out more.
So if I can help anyone, I would love to. It's all the W's, sales-commando, commando.com.
And the book, of course, is on Amazon and all the usual places, I assume?
Absolutely. It's on Amazon, actually, and it's Sales Commando by Doug Tucker. Go on there. It's written with a financial services backdrop. What I can tell you about the book is that it is absolutely packed with hands-on techniques that any entrepreneur, any SME will get an enormous amount of value out of. Simply replace financial services. Rather than write a sales book that had loads of different examples, I wanted to go one common theme and just allow the intelligent people out there to apply their product to the same culture, to the same systems.
Well, Doug Tucker, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Copyright the Hartman Media Company. For publication rights and interviews, please email media@jasonhartman.com. This show offers very general information. Opinions of guests are their own. Nothing contained herein should be considered personalized, personal, financial, investment, legal, or tax advice. Every investor's strategy and goals are unique. You should consult with a licensed real estate broker or agent or other licensed investment, tax, and/or legal advisor before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed. Please call 714-820-4200 and visit www.jasonhartman.com for additional disclaimers, disclosures, and questions.